Okay. Another important klal. We're going to spend a couple days in Mitzvah Shem going through halacha l'maaseh in different very practical cases. But another klal in Hashavas Aveda that's important to clarify is the whole concept of lifnim mishuras hadin, which a lot of times people do today. I just want to give you the guideline of what is included in lifnim mishuras hadin, which means that the concept of lifnim mishuras hadin means that even though this aveda I'm not mechuyev to return, there's still an inyan of lifnim mishuras hadin to give it back. And the question is, what type of aveda does that include? The Gemara has a very narrow track where the Gemara applies it. The Gemara is found above Metziah, Daf Chav Dalet on the base. The Gemara says that if you find a Metziah in a Roi Vakum, this is very relevant to us today, right? Because very few communities could you say Roi Yisrael, right? In Eretz Yisrael you have that. But very few Stam communities, you find something in the street. And as I explained last week, even if it's an item that you know belongs to a Jew. It's a Gemara. It's a Jewish item. Judaica. Still, according to Roy Poiskin, the Baal Mamiyayish. The fact that they lost it in the city, Roy Goyim, the Miyayish. Harelu Shaloyim. That's the halacha. The halacha in the Shulchan Aruch is that if you find an Aveda in a city with Roy Goyim, it's yours. But the Gemara says here that there was such a Maisa. He found an arnaki in the shuk, and he asked a shayla. Also, Basir Rav Nachum the shuka, and he asked him a shayla. What would be the halacha? What's a kan arnaki mal? He told him, "Arelu shalom, it's yours." Boy, you throw the nosam basimin. What happens? A Jew comes. He says, "My wallet." It says Radinsky in it. Go to the. You'll see together over there in the back. You'll see Radinsky. My license is in there. Mine. Oh my Lord. He said, if that's the case, chai b'hachritz. So I'll take more tardy. That's steep. First you told me it's harayel shaloi. Now you tell me I have to give it back. It's a contradiction. Says the Gemara, no. Oh my Lord, lefnim mishuras hadin. This is where lefnim mishuras hadin is introduced in Chazal, that there is a concept called lefnim mishuras hadin. Even though there was Yish, the owner gave up. The city is Roi Vakum, there's Yish Baila. Still in all, there's Lefnim Mishuras Hadin to give it back. And if we were learning now the lomdus of the sugya, we would be clarifying that this may be a proof that Yish is not Hefker. There's a whole debate in the Achronim if Yish is Hefker. If not, there's Rashi's, there's Stiris, there's Ksais's understanding, there's the Nesivis understanding. This is... Could spend the next five summers just on this shaila. What is Yish? But this Gemara is a strong yesod that Yish is not mamish hefker. Because if a mamish be hefker, what does it mean lefnim mishuras hadin? Lefnim mishuras hadin, you should give it back to the bailam. What bailam? There's no bailam. It's mine. I'm the bailam. There is no bailam. Right? The Teretz is. It's not mamish hefker. Whatever it is. Bottom line is, this is what the Gemara says. So the question is, how much do we apply this Gemara? There are some Achronim today, Heintik Apoiskin, who hold that even a Dovah Shein Boi Simen, you find something, no Simen at all. That's not the case of the Gemara here above Metziah. The case of the Gemara above Metziah is, you found something, it has a Simen, it just happens to be, like today. 90% of the cases, when you're going to find something, it's going to be Roi Vakum. Right? Mamish today, this is probably from the most negei halachas in Hashavas Aveda. In our day, begoyle, you find something, roi vakum, right? Is there a din of Hashavas Aveda? Shulchan Aruch saying, lefnim mishuras hadin. What happens if there's no simen? No simen at all. So some achroinim hold, there is no distinction. Just like roi vakum, where you're allowed to keep it. Still, there's lefnim mishuras hadin to give it back. So too, in a dovah shein by simen klal, it's the same svara, zul basa svara. If somehow you find out it belongs to this guy, however you find out, for his ayin, it doesn't matter how you find out, you trust him, it's his. it'd still be a lefnim mishuras hadin to give it back. And some place can hold like that. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, wrote a long tshuva. He said, Areilu Shaloi is Areilu Shaloi. Areilu Shaloi means there's no lefnim mishuras hadin. It is yours. It's yours. Period. That's how Rav Shlomo Zalman said. By Roiv Akum, there's no Mishnah that says Areilu Shaloi in that sprach. It's just, you don't have to be machmas. You don't have to, but it's not like you're being awarded by the Torah. The Torah is awarding this to you, like similar, where the Torah says, I have to be a Dovah Sheyesh Pesimah, otherwise it's yours. So Rav Shlomo Zalman held, there's not even a Lefnim Mishuras Hadin to give back an item that doesn't have a simon. So if you find something without a simon, and your friend comes over to you and says, hey, by the way, it's mine. And you trust him 100%. You trust him, but it's mine. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's no Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. They say over B'Shem the Chazanish that that's what the Chazanish held as well, with a fascinating spin. There was a Chassidish Bacha in Bnei Brak that found money. In those days, whatever amount of money he found a couple of what they used to call then a couple of funt. When I was in Eretz Yisrael originally, it was lirot, tafshin lamis. You guys don't know what lirot are. Way before Shkolah. So he found a couple of apor fund, they used to call it, and this chassidish shabacha was afraid to keep it because maybe the owner didn't know he lost it. It's yishol midas. He's afraid to keep it. But the Gemara paskins, all the mimashmish pekisei b'kol shor v'shor. The Gemara paskins that by money, a guy's always checking his pockets, and therefore you can assume that it's. Done. There's Yish already right now. So even though Yish Shalemi Das is not Yish, told the guys me Yish, we passed him like a buyer. But you could assume. So he was afraid to keep the money. So I heard this Maisa over from a very Choshev Yigid who was by the Rebbe Dezei Chassadik of Rochel, he was a Makur by the Chazanin. She's the first person I heard the story from. But anyway, he said, so the Chassidish Shabacha went to the Chazanin and he said, am I allowed to keep it? Chazanin said, I really will. Chassidish Bacha, Zach Ankshon Zach. He says, why? Chassidish said, Odom Amash Mishpikit said the Kosha. He tells the Chassidish, but maybe the guy didn't. Maybe I found it before the guy started sticking his hand in his palm. I'm afraid. So you see the Chassidish's understanding. That's what Rav Brevda said. The Chassidish had Gevuz Vitzer Red, and he had an interesting American Yiddish. It's Amerikanish Bacha. He knew how to speak to an American boy. When he had Gevuz Vitzer Red, Chassidish Bacha. Chazanish told him, I want to tell you a Zohar HaKadosh. Chassidish Shabbach, he told him a Zohar HaKadosh. I have a Zohar that you can keep it. Beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, says, Eila Mishpatim HaShatosim Lefneim. The Zohar says, Do Seder Gilgulim. Gilgulim, Gilgul means when you come down in a different Neshama, into old. What's that to do with Parshas Mishpatim? Chazanish says, I'm telling you, Pshat Lefneim. He says, the Zohar is Mamish talking about a similar case to you. Sometimes, what happens, Taki, you find an Aveda, you find money, and the guy's, he didn't yet stick his head in his pocket. So it comes out, you picked it up before you did. And you're going to keep it. The Zayah is talking to you. Means like this. Zay Zayda! This guy's grandfather, who lost the $100, he owed money to your Zayda. And then, the daf three comes to pay back the money. You know, come back to pay every penny that you owe. But how are you going to pay back? This is the Einikul Vesis from Gornis. So the Einikul, the $100 that the Einikul owed, that the Zayda owed this guy, he loses. And the Amish to fear developed that he wasn't the Mashmish Pekisa. Because if he'd be the Mashmish Pekisa, he'd be the Yayish, he would be the kind of himself giving it back. Memela, blindness that it's still his taka, but it's a kumsa there. And thus licked eichet in the Torah HaKadosh. Don't question the Torah. Thus say their gugulim. So this is the story I heard from Rav Shlomo Breger, the Tzadik Lebracha from the Chazanish, that he told us in a less elaborate way. I saw written by Reb Chaim Kanievsky as Nizok Iber from the Chazon Ish, that he said when you find something without a siman, keep it. There's not a list of mishnas that they give it back. That's the Amishnas putting it by you. Not with the whole elaborate story. But Reb Chaim said, no. The Ramah, he holds that there's lifnei mishnas hadin, even by a Dov Hashem Bais. Yeah? You find something without a siman, and there's a Jew that you find out later belongs to that Jew, and he wants it back, there's lifnei mishnas hadin. You know why? Because the Ramah brings down in Siv Zion that there's a concept called Zutei Sholyam. They just had it in Texas. A flood. Flash flood. The halacha is that if a guy's money gets caught in a flash flood and he can't save it, the halacha is even if he's screaming, that's mine. That's my boat. Harei Lu Shalom. Belongs to you. That's similar to a Dov Hashem Baisim. The Torah permitted that. The Ramah writes, Mikomokai, Toiv the Yosher Wahakzir. The Moshe is buying this. So the Ramah is telling us that just like there's Lifnei Mishuras Hadin to give back something that belongs to a Jew that he lost in a city that's Roiv Goyim, right? Say it similarly, something which is permitted for a different reason. Zutei Sholyam. Shulzei Sholar. There's also a Lifnei Mishuras Hadin. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal held. So that's like a Dov Hashem Beis Siman. Zutei Sholyam, Dov Hashem Beis Siman is the same. And since the Ramah is machmer by Zutei Sholyam Lifnei Mishuras Hadin, so hu adin by a Dov Hashem Beis Siman, also there would be a Lifnei Mishuras Hadin. So that's the bottom. So it comes out the machlokes between Reb Chaim and Reb Shlomo Zalman, if there would be a Lifnei Mishuras Hadin pretty much on any Aveda, if the owner comes up to you to give it back. So probably I would say, if you're asking my advice, that if you have a Chaim, and you have a Diyakin Ramah, that's the proper Lifnei Mishuras Hadin. Proper, anytime you find an Aveda and you identify a Jewish owner, that L'chadchila, you should, Al-Lifnei Mishuras, not you're allowed to keep it, but Al-Lifnei Mishuras Hadin, you should give back. Now, the only other question is, so now that we say that's the case, do I have to go and announce it? By the way, the Beis Halevi, this is the type of Shlomo Zalman, and the Truma Sakri argues with this Ramah. So it's not like this is the end of the day. I'm not telling you at all, you're mechuyev. I'm telling you, in the world of Lifnei Mishuras Hadin, somebody's going to be sure you don't have to be medactic. Reb Chaim holds like this, and Mashmoyes and Ramah is like this. Do I even have a mitzvah to announce? Now that we're coming out like this, it will come out that almost anything you find, Lifnei Mishuras Hadin. By Hashem Zaveg, it's been achrozik. So here the Shulchan Aruch Harav paskins that there's no din of achrozik. Even for Lifnei Mishuras Hadin. And the Gemara is very meticulous like that. Because the Gemara I just read you in Chavdal and Mabez, the Gemara says, Harei Elu Shalom. Oh my Lord, Boy Yisroel, but no Sam Basim in my. He didn't say, should I announce it? The Jew comes to me and says, it's his. Give it back. That's Lifnei Mishuras Hadin. The Lashon Gemara is not mashma that there's an Indian to be machris, to announce it. It's only mashma if somebody comes and recalls it. So that already you could zikha rely on. Even in that, there's Yerushalmi Bava Metzia, there's varied diukim. So halacha l'maisa were coming out that theoretically anything you find, you don't have a chiv to announce it, but if a Jew comes to you and identifies himself in a reassuring way, either he has a siman or he has another way, he identifies himself to you as the owner. And then there would be a Lifnei Mishuras Hadin to give it back. Not b'chuyiv. But there'd be, if you went, you're Makadosh Yishu with it, should be Makadosh. It's yours. But there would be a Maila, a Lifnei Mishuras Hadin to give it back.